Maybe it's me. Or has this ever happened to you? I was at a dinner party, and the conversation turned to God. I don't exactly remember what led us to that topic, but I know we were there, and the conversation, while respectful, was intense and energized. For a while, I just sat back and let others talk. But as has happened before, there was a recognition among those sitting there that this was an area that I specialized in. So rather than remaining a passive bystander watching and listening, I was drawn into the conversation as a participant. Having experienced this on other occasions, I knew what my approach was going to be. Rather than present my own theology or give a lecture, which comes naturally to me, I would explore the beliefs of those with whom I was sitting. What I have found is that most folks rarely have an opportunity to really explore their theological beliefs, to delve into the consistencies and inconsistency of their ideas, or to come to see how theologians over the generations have wrestled with the big God questions like, why do bad things happen to good people, or can there be morality if there is no God? For many adults, the last time they had a genuine chance to examine, I mean really examine, their personal belief structure was when they were taking a philosophy course in college. And even if they are associated with a religious institution, they're usually being told what they should believe rather than being asked what they do believe. So while I hadn't been asked to lead a class, I felt that this was an opportunity to provide the guests with whom I was having dinner a chance to explore and expand their theological ideas. Given that most folks don't have the opportunity to explore their theology in any systematic way, I find that most folks' theology isn't fully formed. But more significantly, they've never learned the language to discuss theological beliefs in depth. In popular culture, conversations about God have been reduced to, do you or don't you, or are you or aren't you, translated as, do you or don't you believe in God, or are you or aren't you an atheist? I find this frustrating because there's so much more to the conversation than this, and so much is lost in the translation. When I talk to folks, those who say they are believers and those who say they aren't, I immediately begin by asking for clear definitions. What do you believe about the God you don't believe in? I ask the self-identified atheist. And then I ask, if I propose an alternative definition of God, would that be acceptable to you? To the self-described believer, I ask, do you believe that God can do miracles like stopping the earth from spinning, as the Bible claims? And to both, I ask, what about morality? What is the source of that, and can it change and evolve as we gain new understandings about the nature of the human condition? And truth, how do we discover it? I value such opportunities, for I believe I am giving those present an opportunity to grow and expand their religious thinking. I also know it is important that people's theologies are validated, particularly those who don't use the term God and don't believe in miracles or that morality is handed down from God. Those who hold such views have typically been told by other religious leaders that their approach is not authentic or legitimate. And nothing could be further from the truth, particularly in Judaism that has had a strong stream of skepticism and humanistic thought running throughout its history. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.